Numbers chapter 10. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Make two trumpets of silver, of beaten work. Use them for the calling of the congregation and for the journeying of the camps. Well, that's exactly what we now read of when they first set out now on their first part of their journey towards the kingdom of God, after they're really setting off now from Sinai. In the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle of the testimony. The children of Israel went forward according to their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai. So God led them by the cloud in the daytime and the pillar of fire by night. So we likewise, after we're baptized, because that's like Israel going through the Red Sea, we are baptized and we come not to the promised land straight away, but into the wilderness of this life. We are led by the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. We are daily led. It's not that God is sort of whispering words into your ear kind of thing, but all the same, he is leading you. And if you're spiritually minded and if you ask to see the leading, you will see it. So they went forward. The standard of the camp of the children of Judah went forward first. They took the tabernacle down, and then they packed it up as they were commanded, and they went forward. Now, they'd been told earlier that they were going to be led by the pillar of cloud. But Moses said to Hobab, Moses' father-in-law, this is also called Jethro, this is the father of his wife, We are journeying to the place of which Yahweh said, I will give it to you. Come with us, and we'll treat you well. He said to him, I won't go. I will depart to my own land, and to my relatives, to my family. It's so sad that people were given the chance to join in the journey to God's kingdom, and they said, nope, because I prefer my own culture, my own family, my own land. And that's what you see, unfortunately, all around us. And yet, of course, all those things, your family, your culture, your land, your culture that you grew up in, your society, all that lasts only for this life. But Moses said, Don't leave us, please, because you know how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and you can be to us instead of eyes. Well, Jethro knew how to camp in the wilderness because he spent his life living there. But I think this might be a bit of weakness in Moses, really, because God had said, Look, the angel is going to go ahead of you 3 days' journey in the pillar of fire and cloud and is going to find where you can rest. But no, Moses wanted to have a man to do that. He said, You can be to us instead of eyes. Well, God's angels are like his eyes. And this is very typical, really, of how we prefer to have some sort of human guidance rather than depending and trusting that God will guide me. It's like Israel wanting a human king rather than accepting that the invisible God was their king. So the cloud of Yahweh was over them by day when they set forward from the camp. And when the ark went forward, Moses said, Rise up, Yahweh, let your enemies be scattered. There were various aggressive tribes there in the wilderness. Let those who hate you flee before you. And when it rested, he said, Return, Yahweh, to the 10,000s. Of the thousands of Israel. So then God went before them, 3 days' journey, to seek out a camping place for them. So I think that the way Jethro says, No, I'm not going to go with you, I don't agree, I won't be coming with you, I think that was a failure on his part. I mean, he could have been part of the people of God and had an inheritance in Canaan if he wanted. But okay, God worked through that, because if he had come with them, Moses would have been tempted to trust in him to find them out good camping places. But now he's got to trust in God to find out the good camping places for them. I mean, they were a huge group of people, and where you camped was obviously a significant issue, and there were no maps, there was no internet to check where we should be going. And so really, I think it is like that in life, that we desperately want to have some human guidance, but in the end, God wants us to trust in him, that he means us only good at our latter end, and that his final intention is that you and I enter God's kingdom, that we come to the land of promise. So we must trust him to seek us out the right resting places on the way there.